When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You tuned into the right podcast. It's the right one. Just give it a second. Tuesday. Having some fun on Tuesday. I don't even know if you guys are going to get this one. We're going deep track. I'm a fan. Always have been. And I saw them at a concert recently and just cemented my fandom even more.
Whoa.
Alex planned the extended remix of this one, but that's fine. Let it happen. Trying to get into a little lead singer right now. There we go. Yes. Come on down, everybody. Come on down to Spanky's in Stony Brook, Long Island. We'll play all your new wave favorites. Come on down to Dallas on the Lake in Ronkonkoma. We'll play, but this is back when they called this punk rock. This was punk rock.
Uh-oh. I feel like I'm in Austin Powers right now.
That's kind of what we're going. Yeah. Give it a second. Let Fred Schneider have something to say about it before we start this podcast off. I didn't realize the intro was this long.
It doesn't say extended.
I should have known, because when I went to see them in concert, they played at that big festival that I went to a few weeks ago.
Darker Waves?
Darker Waves. Yeah. And they were great. And I, you know, I do remember there was a long intro to this song.
Yeah.
We're just having some fun. It's a Tuesday, everybody. We'll get to some stories. So much to discuss.
Yeah.
Academy Award nominations. On and on and on. Oh, there it is. There's old Fred Schneider. Mm-hmm. Faster than the speed of light. Fred Schneider is, you know, he's the face of the band probably, but the two women do the heavy lifting. They have the voices and they're great in a concert, but they just give Fred Schneider stuff to do on. I don't think he has any musical talent outside of like that voice.
Yeah,
I don't think he plays any instruments or anything. I could be wrong, but they give him something to do on stage because they got a Fred Schneider up there and he's about 80 years old now, I think, and they just give him like a xylophone. He just hits it once throughout the 2-hour performance. And it's pretty fun stuff. Anyway, the B-52 starting things off here with Planet Claire. Fun one. My brother, Eugene, was really into the B-52s. Mm-hmm. All right. There we go. That's a fun one to start off with. Maybe you want something from today's here? You want the number one song in the country right now?
Yeah.
Was Planet Claire too much for you guys? To show you that we're hip and cool and we're, you know, up on the trends, we'll let you, here's the hottest new song in the country right now. I mean, a favorite over here on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, we love her. I can't really figure her out. You know, I've been saying it since we've started this podcast and beyond. I can't figure her out. I don't know if she's like actually talented or she's just made up of like a Disney.
Yeah.
You know,
amalgamation.
Yeah, like a Disney star person.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen anything yet that tells me she is above and beyond great.
Yeah.
Except for her appearances on like Jimmy Fallon and stuff, where she does seem like she does impressions and she's good on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
But lately I've been seeing her and she just looked, she looks very, very thin.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned.
Okay.
This is Ariana Grande, of course.
Yes, and.
Yes, and. Ooh, that's a, that is a improv. If you're an improv actor, improv classes, you'll know that. I believe his name was Del Close. Was it Del Close? He's the, some people would say, the godfather of improv, Second City. And he came up with the yes and concept of improv. You know, in order to keep improv going, you have to yes and that will keep the scene going in improv. I wonder if Ariana Grande knows that. I don't mind this. This seems nice. See, but once again, this is like so overproduced that I can't tell if is she good or is she just, you know. Yeah. I could sing this song.
Yeah, I could auto-tune you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds like Madonna right there. All right, but she's got movies coming out. I believe she's in Wicked. She's got a new boyfriend. She's had her issues with boyfriends. Pete Davidson. Remember all those weird things? Anyway, congratulations, Ariana Grande. Number one song in the country. And we're done with music. That's it, everybody. Enough. Get to the real stories. The Oscar nominations. Wow, Alex. Big day over here in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
They do the Oscar nominations here Tuesday, and they are out. Hollywood is abuzz.
Yeah.
Everyone's abuzz over the Oscar nominations. You know what people like to do with the Oscar nominations? Let's talk about the snubs. Who's been snubbed? What? They got snubbed?
Yeah, they did.
I often wonder if these people care about being snubbed. You know, like Leonardo DiCaprio was snubbed, they say. He didn't get nominated for Killers of the Flower Moon. And apparently he's excellent in it, but Leonardo DiCaprio's excellent in everything.
Yeah.
You know, and he's won one or two, I think, and he's been nominated a billion times, and he's Leonardo DiCaprio. I think things are going well for him. I don't even know if he gets the information. Like, is he, you know, he's probably on some yacht in the middle of the Mediterranean with models.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know if he gets cell service where his agent writes him and goes, "Oh, Leo, bad news, my friend. You got snubbed." What? Oh, hang on a second. I got to put my clothes on. I'm nude with models on a yacht.
Yeah.
I was what? You were snubbed by the Oscars. Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm still Leonardo DiCaprio, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're going to be fine, but just to let you know, you've been snubbed. So I don't know if it's something that they care about. But Greta Gerwig,
yeah,
who's the director of Barbie, was also snubbed as a female. Now this one, come on, everybody. Now this is a little weird. I think, let's face it, it's all fake in the end. All these nominations are kind of fake. You know, it's just all made up bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as much as I love award shows and I will watch the Oscars and I'll enjoy it, I'm sure. And I've seen some of the movies, not all of them, but few of them. And I enjoy the process. But it's all about rate. Like, they want a ton of people to watch. They want people to go to the movies. They want... So do they really have to follow the rules of the Academy voting? Like, the day they open the envelope and go, "Oh, the Academy didn't vote for Greta Gerwig." There's got to be one guy who goes, "You know what? Just put Greta Gerwig. Just pencil her in.
Rig this election.
Yeah, you want her
here.
Barbie was the biggest movie of the year. It was to change the face of people went out to the movies again.
Yeah.
And we're about movies. And let's face it, in a way, Greta Gerwig saved the movie industry. You know, kind of like Tom Cruise did with Top Gun 2 a year before that. And so let's just go ahead and pencil Greta Gerwig in.
Yeah.
So we can get some eyes on this dumb show that all is about is getting people to watch it. And they're like, "Well, they snubbed DiCaprio too. Why don't you, while you're at it, go ahead and pencil him in too, because he's a big giant star."
Yeah.
And that's who you want at this thing. You want the biggest stars in the world. So regular people who don't necessarily care about this dumb shit will watch.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't watch if there's no Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay?
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and put those people in. So yeah, Greta Gerwig was also snubbed. You know who else was snubbed? Margot Robbie, the woman who played Barbie.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing? Listen, whether you thought Barbie was the greatest movie or not, it doesn't make any difference. It was the movie of the year for a thousand reasons. You let Margot Robbie in because everybody wants to see Margot Robbie in an outfit.
Yeah.
She's what we paid to see. We look at DiCaprio, Margot Robbie, because we don't look like these people. We're not built up of the same. I mean, I guess in a way we are. If you carved us all open and, you know, scientifically looked at our innards, staying with me, Alex?
Yeah.
We're all made up of the same thing. But then you look at some people and they're like, well, they're obviously not made up of the same thing I'm made up of.
Mm-hmm.
Like Greta Gerwig. Listen, I was just in Vegas for 7 days and I walked down the Las Vegas Strip pretty much every day for, you know, a considerable amount, length of time. I was walking down the Las Vegas Strip. I got news for you. You could walk down the Las Vegas Strip, not for 7 days. You could walk down for the next 7 years. You're not going to see anyone who looks like Margot Robbie on the Las Vegas Strip. You're going to see a cross-section of people, all different shapes and sizes, within, not only on the Strip, within the casinos as well. And I believe that that is America, the world, whatever you want to say. Airports, public establishments, malls, whatever, wherever you go to see people. I'm not going to say concerts and stuff because people, they up the ante for things like that.
Up.
You know what I mean? Yeah, people doll it up for like, yeah, we're going to see Taylor Swift. They're going to put on their best. So maybe you are going to see some. But yeah, I mean, Las Vegas Strip, you're not going to see any Margot Robbies.
No.
Okay, so people, when we watch the Oscars, we don't want to see the Las Vegas Strip. That's why they don't put a red carpet in front of the CVS on the corner of Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard because nobody wants to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to pencil Margot Robbie in too. This goes out to the people who are in charge of the Oscars. I understand, oh, they didn't get enough votes. Let's just say they got enough votes, okay?
Yeah.
So we can see Margot Robbie in a dress and Leonardo DiCaprio in a tuxedo and whoever else. That's who we want to see.
Yeah.
I believe, as a society, we've decided these are going to be the people we watch just because, for whatever reason, they're talented, they're good-looking, and we want to watch them. Isn't that what Hollywood and TV was supposed to be about?
Yep.
You know, I always thought, I was like, yeah, they look different than me. But I know there are some that look normal, you know? I mean,
yeah, they're exceptionally talented.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Paul Giamatti, did he get nominated? What are your nominations? Do you have them in front of you there?
Yeah, let me pull them up.
Paul Giamatti, Alex is pulling them up now. We've been talking about it for 15 minutes. You know, hang on, while we're at it, let me get these up. Remember the first 4 years of the podcast when he didn't even have his phone with him? He would just have it in his pocket, and he would stare at the ceiling.
Never, not once. Never, not once. I'm looking
now
for. I have my snubs list up. I got to pull my regular Oscars.
Oh, is there any other big snubs that we need to hear about? I mean, those are the big ones that I was reading about.
I mean, they're saying Charles Melton, Julianne Moore, Natalie Portman, they mentioned, Zac Efron.
These are people who were not nominated.
Yes, Taraji P. Henson
for
The Color Purple, Rachel McAdams. The Saltburn kid didn't get it.
Oh, yeah.
But again, it's not.
You saw that movie, Saltburn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
I don't have any desire. Mm-mm. I don't need to see it. If people tell me there's a dick in it, I'm like, yeah, I've seen dicks before. A
couple of them.
Yeah. And I guess the guy fucks the ground or something?
Yeah, he does.
In a graveyard?
Yeah.
I started hearing about these things. I'm like, do I need this shit?
I mean, that's not even the creepiest part.
I know. You were telling me about it. Yeah. You were telling me about it. I was like, all right, I don't need to.
I don't need to be privy to all this.
No. I'm good on.
But he got snubbed. You want to start with Best Picture and just go through them?
What are our Best Picture nominees? Are they still doing more than five nominations?
Yeah.
It used to be 5 years ago. Now they're doing up to 10, I believe.
They do five for all the actor, actress categories and 10 for Best Picture.
Okay, let's hear the Best Picture nominees.
American Fiction, Anatomy.
I hear that's good. I want to see that. I'll watch that one.
Okay.
American Fiction.
Anatomy of a Fall.
It looks good. I'd probably watch it, but I won't.
You know, and then you got Barbie, Oppenheimer, Maestro, Killers of the Flower Moon, The Holdover. Yeah.
Maestro, seriously, do I need Maestro?
Yeah.
Do I need it? And I love the work of the guy it's about. What it's I want to say Stephen Sondheim, but it's not about Steve. It's, although you should make a movie about Stephen Sondheim.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, who else?
Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest.
Past Lives here is excellent. Okay. I'd watch that one. Poor Things is all right. That's Emma Stone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like her. I'm all right.
You know all these. I'm impressed.
Well, I mean,
I've heard of three of these.
Yeah,
you got to
put
Saltburn on the list to get me back.
Saltburn didn't get nominated for Best Picture. I don't think are people saying it's a great movie. They're just saying it's shocking. I don't. Nobody's telling me it's the greatest movie.
Yeah, no.
They're saying it's just got some shock value to it.
It's got a decent ending.
Okay, and what do we got for a Best Actor?
Actor, you got Bradley Cooper, Colman Domingo, Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers.
Yeah, he's your winner.
Yep.
Paul Giamatti's your winner.
Cillian Murphy and Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction.
Jeffrey Wright. Excellent actor, always great in everything. I'm going to watch that movie. I'll watch that tonight and give you guys a review on that one, American Fiction. Paul Giamatti's your winner. That's it. You're going to say that right now. Oppenheimer's your winner for Best Picture. Go ahead. Best Actress.
Annette Bening, Lily Gladstone, Sandra Hüller.
Lily Gladstone's your winner.
Okay.
She is from Kills of the Flower Moon. She is your easily walking away winner.
Okay.
There's no chance for anybody
Emma
else.
Stone? You know,
that she's the only kind of competition, but they'll give it to Lily. She's already got one. Everyone loves her.
Yeah.
You're giving it to Lily Gladstone. Mm-hmm. She's American Indian. Don't, Alex, don't. We took them off the butter.
Okay.
And we're not going to, you know, we got to give them something back in return because they were on the butter for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be able to fold up. I don't know if you guys remember, you used to be able to cut out the Land O'Lakes lady from the butter. I don't know what perv figured this out, but someone first showed it to me, I don't think I was in elementary school,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, wow, this is like some scientifically pervy shit. I don't know if you guys even remember what I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
You were able to cut out the Land O'Lakes lady, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then you could cut out an area where her boobs are supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
okay? You could fold under her knees, because she was kneeling down in the picture, if you remember. And then you would fold her knees into where her boobs would be, and they looked like boobs.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I see exactly.
Am I
what you're
the
saying.
Only one who saw people do it? Because in Ronkonkoma,
I'm sure it was.
There was
thing.
A lot of weird pervy young men, I believe, and they would be able. They would. Everyone did this.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't go into a refrigerator in Ronkonkoma and see a Land O'Lakes box where the Indian lady was not cut out of it.
Yeah.
Now she's been cut out completely by society. Anyway, Lily Gladstone will win that one. And she's probably excellent in that movie. I didn't have the time. 3 hours and 40 minutes. My mom mom loved it. My mom loved it. Oh, Christopher. It was too long. It was too long. I had to go to the bathroom. I mean, my mother must have had to go to the bathroom 45 times during mm-hmm. that movie. But whatever. She liked it.
Yeah. Just make it a TV show at this point.
Yeah. So, but I'm sure it's probably fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got for best actor? Wait, we did actor.
Supporting, Robert De Niro, Robert Downey Jr., Ryan Gosling, Mark Ruffalo, and Sterling K. Brown.
Your winner is Robert Downey Jr., of course. Okay. Why not? Give it to him again. He gets up there.
Mm-hmm.
And he does, you know, Hollywood loves him. They love his comeback story. You know, he's a drug addict for many years, and
now he's Iron Man. And
it was always a funny story about. I remember when he was going through his drug phase. He was having a rough patch there mm-hmm. for a while, and I remember one time he was on trial for something, whatever he had done, and they said that he had eight DUIs.
Whoa!
What point do you go? You know what? How about Jim? Why don't you drive tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know, because. You know, remember the 7 DUIs I had?
Yeah.
I don't want to drive. I'm going to, you drive.
Let's be honest. I'm footing the bill. You drive.
You drive. Yeah. How about you drive tonight? All right. You know what? Honey, do me a favor. Call me a cab. You're Robert Downey Jr. I understand that. But remember, usually at 3 DUIs, you'd be like, I'm just going to get a horse and buggy or something. Or because this
ride
is
a bicycle.
Lot. But yeah, apparently he had 8 DUIs from what I had heard.
Mm-hmm.
So, but look at him now. He's on top of the world.
Can't stop him.
Yeah.
You don't, do you have any comment on Ryan Gosling as a supporting actor?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a great choice for Ryan Gosling to mm-hmm. take that role.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a star. He's a big, star. And for him to take kind of like the secondary role in that movie, and he made it his own. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I feel like that Ryan Gosling's a very smart career. He's doing, I you know how on this podcast I like to fix people's careers.
Yeah.
I have no problem with the way he's running his career. I think he makes good movies. I would do something from, here's my plan now. I think Gosling needs a, are you ready for this? A Jerry Maguire type feel good comedy-ish. I feel we need another one of these movies to put someone over the top. We got a couple of guys right now hanging around a certain level.
Yeah.
Timothée Chalamet, Ryan Gosling, all these guys, they're good. They're quality actors. We've seen them into, but they've been in for the most part kind of boring shit at this point. So they haven't crossed over to a giant level yet because they didn't, you're not Tom Cruise right now because you're not showing us that you have, you could do it all.
Yeah.
And we're going to need Gosling to do something kind of comical, but not over the top. Mm-hmm. We don't need him in a Will Ferrell movie, but we need him in a Jerry Maguire feel good, got some laughs.
Range of emotions.
Yeah, yeah. Some Cameron Crowe directs. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Yeah. How am I doing on? I just fixed his career. Anybody else?
I mean,
supporting who else? Supporting actress?
Supporting actress: Emily Blunt, Daniel Brooks, America Ferrara, Jodie Foster, and Divine Joy Randolph.
Your winner in that one is America Ferrara because she makes a great speech. Mm-hmm. She's everything people want in Hollywood right now. And she had the scene of the year with the woman being a woman speech in Barbie. Give it to America Ferrara. I've said a few weeks ago that I'm a big fan, big fan. I never watched her TV show, Ugly Betty. Remember she was Ugly Betty?
Oh, she was?
Yeah, that was her.
Wow.
So she's been around a long time. I'm a big fan.
Okay.
More power to her. Give her the Oscar. She can go on and have a big career.
Best director?
Yeah, then let's hear best director, and then I'll move on to some other things.
Because
I know many of you don't
care about
awards. Cinematography, well, you know, it's going to go to, all those things are going to go to Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
All, like, technical awards will go to Oppenheimer.
Oh, okay. Obviously, Scorsese, Nolan, Yorgos Lanthimos, Jonathan Glazer. And
let's hear the movies they've directed.
Poor Things. Yorgos Lanthimos, Jonathan Glazer, The Zone of Interest, Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer, Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon,
right.
And then Justine Triet, Anatomy of a Fall.
Yeah, she won the Golden Globe. That's going to be an interesting one. I mean, you kind of have to give it to Christopher Nolan, but that could be an upset, and they can give it to the Anatomy of a Fall, which I believe is a French movie, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't know. We'll see. That's interesting. There you go. Oscars will be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, okay.
For the fourth or fifth time, I believe. I mean, he does a fine enough job. And they got, did they do Best Song still?
They do Best Song.
I mean, I think it's like a lot of but it's probably going to go to a Barbie song, right? Give it to Dua Lipa. Did you have a song in Barbie?
She did, yes. Yeah. I mean, everyone did.
Yeah, that was a lot
of songs. You got to scroll to get to song. Best original song, The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot.
Who? Flamin' Hot. Oh, that was that movie about Cheetos.
Did you see that?
So good. Really?
It's worth a watch.
It was directed by Eva Longoria.
It's excellent.
Is it?
Honestly,
I'd watch that.
I give that movie of the year.
Really?
That's what I give movie of the year.
Well, I mean, you don't know anything, but I would watch that movie.
Dude, so the guy it's about became like a billionaire.
I know. I kind of know the story.
It's interesting.
I would watch that.
I'm Just Ken from Barbie. It Never Went Away from American Symphony. Wazaza Z from Killers of the Flower Moon, and What Was I Made For? Also from Barbie. I mean, Barbie had a lot of original
music. Yeah, Barbie had some music in it. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, there you have it. Those are the Oscar nominations. Big day here in Hollywood. Everybody's a buzz here in Tarzana.
Yeah,
we're all talking about it.
It'll be the 96th one, and it will take place March 10th, 2024.
March 10th, 2024. Okay, fair enough. So, are you ready for the new year? Factor's ready-to-eat meal delivery takes the stress out of meal planning and sets you up for success in the new year. Skip the grocery stores, prep work, and cooking fatigue. Instead, get chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door with over 35 meals to choose from per week, including options like keto, calorie smart, vegan, veggie, and more. Plus over 55 weekly add-ons, you'll have a ton of nutritious and flavorful options to kickstart your resolutions. Pretty good, right, Alex?
Yeah.
Getting real good at reading. Anyway, you guys know how much I love Factor. We got them here in the refrigerator, and I actually, when I'm done with this podcast, I run in, I microwave them up 2 minutes, and boom, I'm enjoying healthy, fun, delicious meals. They offer loads of snack options like breakfast, smoothies, juices, snacks, and more to keep me going no matter what's going on in my schedule. And I'm busy.
Yeah.
Alex, you know that. You can see it. Not only does Factor offer fast, simple solutions when I'm too busy to cook, they also help me stay on top of my goals with offering protein plus and keto, and I could stay on track and look gorgeous doing it. And I highly recommend Factor. Alex loves to do, he says to me every time he comes into the garage, he goes, Chris, can I do a call to action to the people?
Mm-hmm.
He loves the fans.
I do.
And he says, I like to call them to action.
Mm-hmm.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Alex Khan's call. Get ready to get up and run to the phones, as they used to say, for our friends over at Factor. Go ahead, Alex.
Head to factormeals.com/cover2cover50 and use code cover2cover50 to get 50% off. That's code cover2cover50 at factormeals.com/cover2cover50 for 50% off.
Thanks, Factor. Some sad news, Alex. Some sad news from my hometown of Ronkonkoma.
Okay.
And as you guys know, if you listen to this podcast for any length of time, I've been strongly campaigning to be the Grand Marshal
The
St. Patrick's Day Parade in Ronkonkoma. My
Someone
hometown.
Someone said you owed it.
I know. Well, I believe I am because nobody has done more for the city of Ronkonkoma, the town of Ronkonkoma, than I have. I've put it on the map worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about it more than probably anyone who's ever been Grand Marshal. And for that reason alone...
And people listen to you more than
exactly,
anyone who's ever
saying.
Been Grand
yeah,
Marshal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a voice that carries throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done more for the town of Ronkonkoma than I believe anybody.
Mm.
And that's throwing in the guy from... who got his head killed by a bear.
Oh, Timothy, Grizzly Man?
Yeah, Timothy Treadwell,
okay.
I believe his name was. Moira Kelly, and any of the people you want to say, well, what about this person? What about that person? I've done more. It's mm-hmm. just the facts, and that's the way it is. So for that reason alone, you can't put me on the back of some police officer's Ford F-150.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like this isn't the Macy's Day Parade, you know, where it's or the New Orleans, where like it's really mean something to be the Grand Marshal of
mm-hmm.
these parades. This is... goes down Hawkins Avenue in Ronkonkoma, past a couple of, We Buy Gold shops and maybe a smoke shop here and there.
Yeah.
A couple of closed down storefronts. And it ends at, I think, a Burger King on Portion Road. So that's, for that reason alone, you can't throw me this for just 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking. I found a list of notable people from Ronkonkoma.
Yeah, and I know I'm not on it. We've already nobody's notable.
But there's a drag queen violinist on it.
Excuse me?
There's a violinist.
Who
this? Thorgy Thor.
Thorgy Thor.
Yeah.
She's from Ronkonkoma.
Yep.
Oh.
From RuPaul's Drag Race.
Thorgy Thor.
That should be your.
Where is she from, Ronkonkoma? Is she Sachem or Kenequat?
Oh, I don't think it says.
All right. Well,
I think she's embarrassed.
All right. You know what?
Answer,
I'll tell you what. I will be happy to share the podium with Thorgy Thor.
Mm-hmm.
She gets up there. If she could violin her way up to the. All right. Well, anyway.
Well, she died from cancer in 2005. So.
Well, way to bring it down, Alex. Jesus.
Sorry.
We were just trying to have a good time here. Holy shit.
Well, I do
anyway, well, there you go. That all I should win right there.
Yeah.
Just by. Listen,
You've
I would have given it to Thorgy Thor,
yeah.
but. Cancer got her first. Anyway, Ronkonkoma's St. Patrick's Day Parade Grand Marshal was just named.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Plante will lead the parade on March 24th. Greg Plante got it. The Ronkonkoma St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee has tapped Greg Plante to lead the line on March 24th. The parade will kick off at 2 p.m. Kenneth Lucas and Robert DeRosa have been chosen as Plante's deputies.
Okay.
So I could have. Now let me tell you what's more fun. Greg Plante doing it with these two schlubs, Kenneth Lucas and Robert DeRosa, or me and Thorgy Thor.
Oh, that's it right there.
Thorgy got some 7-foot drag queen on the back of a Ford F-150 playing a violin, and I'm up there yapping about Lord knows what.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're having fun, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you made a grave mistake, Ron Konkama, whoever votes for these things, two people.
Yeah. The Academy of Ron Konkama. Right.
Kenneth Lucas, Robert DeRosa will be chosen as Plante's deputies, and Thomas Healy, Sheila Carpenter, and Rick Pasca as his ambassadors. Wait, what are these people?
I mean,
this is a big.
What is the job? Big old deal. Yeah,
just to go four blocks in Ron Konkama and I get eight people involved. The committee's annual brunch will be at Flanagan's. Now I've been to Flanagan's many times, and it used to be Bruno's. I mean, I don't. Do you guys? Do these people? Does Thomas Healy know the history of Flanagan's?
Yeah.
Used to be Bruno's. I'd go in there with my full family. My father, we did give us a Coke right when we sat down to give us the Coke. And we would, well, don't touch the Coke. Because we did that. This is before the days of free refills, Alex. You lived in a world of free refills.
We didn't.
You drank your Coke. That was the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you get screamed at for asking for more. I'm not paying $12 for Cokes.
Yeah.
So that's what went on at Bruno's.
Was that back when they used to, like, was that a bottle each time, or?
No, it was, like, out of probably a tap, you know.
Oh, you're just getting ripped off.
Yeah, so, absolute ripoff.
I'm sorry, your life.
Well, anyway, that's the way it was. But the committee's annual brunch with Flanagan's, that will run from 10 to 4. It includes a buffet with coffee and juice. Yeah, coffee and juice?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. As well as a 50-50 raffle. I like a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $20 per person. That's a bargain.
Oh, yeah.
Because did I mention it comes with coffee or juice?
Yeah.
Remember last year we called, that we had a phone number, and we called, and we left a message saying, why am I not the Grand Marshal? Obviously, nobody took that phone call because I didn't even know if they even considered me. But because maybe it's because I don't live in Ron Konkama anymore, and I haven't for the last 40 years. But
maybe.
Still, I mean, I still talk about it fondly.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are 20, but the committee will also host an evening. Oh, this is every year they do this. We talk about it. They're doing the psychic night again Sandy from 7 to 10. That's on February 15th at the St. Regis Knights of Columbus Hall in Lake Ron Konkama. Psychic night. You know how much psychic night is? It'll include, psychic night is stepping it up. They're not just giving coffee and juice over at psychic night. Charcuterie and beverages on psychic night. Ooh, and a cash bar. You cheap psychic bitch. What?
Yeah.
Cash bar? Come on. Put it all into the price of, what do you think it goes for? You want to go to psychic night?
Yeah.
You want to have Sandy tell you about your future?
Cash bar?
Does a charcuterie. That's all you need is a bunch of people from Ron Konkama fingering the same cheese that you are like, oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to have any of the dried salami tonight. Why not? Why not? Because Thorgy Thor over there.
Yeah. He's been deep throwing that salami for fun.
just Thorgy Thor thumbing through the dried salami. I think I'm good on this. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy, the bagger from King Cullen, has been touching all the cheeses. I think, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't know if the psychic knew that this was coming. I think maybe the psychic, if she was any good, she would have known charcuterie, probably a bad idea for the people of Ron Konkama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't think we should all be touching the same things. Have you seen these mechanic hands digging through the mustards?
Yep. And this is the Knights of Columbus Hall. My guess, I'm going to say on a night this big, it's a big day for Ron Konkama.
Oh, it's a big day, yeah.
I mean, $35.
That's what you would think,
okay.
Considering you could go to the brunch for $20 over at Flanagan's.
And
comes with coffee and juice. $70.
Whoa.
Well, you're dealing with, this is Sandy.
Yeah.
She's one name. That's when you were big.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I mean, they're psychics. lot of two name psychics out there. Mm-hmm. This is Sandy. She used to Cher, Sting, Adele.
Yeah.
Of psychics. She's all you need is one name. Ladies and gentlemen, Sandy. And she comes out, smoke, you know, whole thing. And, oh, okay. Anybody have any psychic predictions? Yeah, yeah, I do. Listen, hi, Sandy. Steve Torriso from Lake Ronkonkoma. I lived on a portion road. I have a question. My wife left to go get cigarettes 4 months ago. Is she coming back or what? hi, Steve. Nice to see you. Thank you for coming. I hope you enjoyed the charcuterie. Oh, it was okay. It was okay. I would have preferred a fried clam hero from Anthony's, but whatever. You people got a $70, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have a shark. Is that how you pronounce it? Charcuterie? Yeah. Yes, that's how you pronounce it. All right. Well, she. I'm going to tell you, I don't think she's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not what I wanted to hear. Okay, one more question just before, well, because I paid $70 for this dumb shit. I could have had coffee and juice. A lot of people were saying coffee or juice.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, you can have both, $20 at Flanagan's.
Yeah.
But I came here for you to tell me my wife's thinking. Will Chris Frangiola ever be the Grand Marshal of this dumb thing? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think he doesn't live in Ronkonkoma anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He got out.
You'd have to move back.
Yeah, if he was still living in Ronkonkoma, shopping at Kohl's, we'd consider him. But right now, he's living a not fancy life in Los Angeles, and we're not going to have him come here and besmirch the good name of the St. Patrick's Day Parade down Portion Road and Hawkins Avenue. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, if he came and he sat in the new Panera Bread, got a Panera Bread came in, yeah, a couple of years ago, but people are pretty excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be Lakeside Seminary and Lake Ronkonkoma, and then it was the OTB. Now it's Panera Bread.
Oh, that's a losing.
Yeah, now it's Panera Bread.
If the OTB can't survive there,
yeah, so it's rough. Anyway, that's $70. The Grand Marshal Ball will be held from 6 to 10 p.m. on March 2nd at the Portuguese American Center in Farmingville. The hell are you going over to Farmingville for?
Yeah.
That's not cool. Hey, you can't find a place to hold the Grand Marshal Ball in Ronkonkoma. See, now, if I was Grand Marshal, I wouldn't be outsourcing the ball.
Mm-mm.
I'd be furious right now. I'd be like, whoa, okay, first of all, stop right there. If I'm Grand Marshal, Chris Frangiola from Ocean Avenue in Ronkonkoma, we are having this Grand Marshal Ball at Liberty Hall on Ocean Avenue, okay? And if you can't foot that bill, I will do it myself.
Whoa.
And I'll storm out the door like Norma Rae or some shit. And that's the way it's going to be. I'm coming out of here the same way I came in, through that front door. Thank you.
Wow.
Torgy Torch, start playing that violin. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Oh my God, I cannot believe. Anyway, it was announced today, Alex. This is shocking news. Wait, you know how much the Grand Marshal Ball is going to be at the Portuguese American Center in Farmingville? It includes a buffet and open bar and dancing.
Okay, juice and coffee?
Alex, don't get crazy.
Oh,
there's
man.
Dancing. You know, juice and coffee.
I feel like I'm confused.
Okay. All right.
Judging now, by the price of the psychic ball, I'm going to say $125.
Ooh, Alex, you're off by $130. You were so close. So let me just say, if you're going all in on the festivities for the St. Patrick's Day Ronkonkoma Parade, you are looking at $220. That's a lot of money.
Wow.
Once again, as Grand Marshal, I will lower these prices.
Mm-hmm.
I will lower these prices. I will stand here as Grand Marshal and tell all of you, I will lower these prices. I will cut them in half.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? I fire Sandy the psychic. She's not coming to this. Absolutely not. You know who your entertainment's going to be?
Who?
Torgy Torch. She is going to be there, big old fiddle playing that. And if she's not there, I know a couple of other ones. I performed with them in Coots in Alaska.
Yeah.
I'll have them all come down and read books to your children. I'll show all of you. And then I'll cut the price of the Grand Marshal Ball in half as well because I'm going to cut out the dancing.
Man,
nobody needs
people
to see that. And that's it. So that's what I'm putting in. I'm throwing my hat in the ring for next year. I still have never even attended the Grand Mar. And I can't even, like, make me one of the other people, one of the court jesters or something. Yeah. I didn't know they had so many other people.
19 ambassadors.
It doesn't say who the guy is or why he is his the Greg Plante. Mm-hmm. I don't know who he is and why he is the Grand Marshal.
Nepotism.
Yeah, probably something like that. Or he's probably like a, you know, he's probably a cop or something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he got, or he probably was in the military. And yeah. I know, I get it. That's all great and everything, but come on. I was on a.
He's the president of Outer County Construction Corp.
That's it?
Yeah.
He's
according
like a,
to his LinkedIn, yeah.
Yeah. So he puts in pools and shit.
Yeah.
I was on television 12 years ago. This is ridiculous. Have these people ever seen Punchline? I was on a dumb game show called Punchline. Mm-hmm. It ran in several markets throughout this country at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, when they put on all the good quality programming, mm-hmm. 2 p.m. in seven markets in America. Punchline.
Mm-hmm.
Was Craig Plante on Punchline?
No.
Did he... I mean, just look at my IMDb page. I mean, has Craig Plante ever been in any type of demon movie? I've been in several demon. I've played a demon in two different movies.
Mm-hmm. Is that on your IMDb? I don't think you were credited for Demon Wind.
I was not credited, and you know, it's still a source of. I have lawyers. It's just talking to
you. Never get the credit you deserve.
No, this is what I've been trying to say this since this podcast started.
Mm-hmm.
I have lawyers involved in seeing if they can get me some credit for playing Cowboy Demon in Demon Wind, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in the entire Demon Wind franchise who amounted to a hill of beans, so I guess that's my reward. You know, I actually still have a career, and I doubt anybody else does from that. There's been a very interesting thing now. A lot of scientists are refuting...
Mm-hmm.
The past couple of days, a lot of articles about scientists refuting love languages.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, there's a couple people have been talking about love language. What is your love language? Well, they're saying clinical relevance. A group of Canadian researchers have published new data that debunks the persistent belief in love languages. The researchers argue that successful relationships require a comprehensive understanding of each other's needs and efforts to respond to those needs, dispelling the notion of a straightforward fix for improving relationships. Okay. Despite the popularity of love languages, the research team found a lack of empirical support for the book's central assumptions, such as the existence of five distinct love languages and the idea that couples are more satisfied when partners speak each other's preferred language. I don't know my love language. I don't. I honestly didn't even know what it was until... Mm-hmm. I think a couple of years ago on the podcast, we discussed love languages.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, if you want my love language and the key to a good relationship, Alex, in my opinion, don't spend your money on Psychic Sandy.
Okay.
Don't go to Psychic Sandy. Because I think if you're spending your money on Psychic Sandy and at the Knights of Columbus in Ronkonkoma, someone in that relationship, whether it be the husband or the wife, is going to have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
$70 for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that would be one,
but there's a charcuterie.
That's true. I mean, that is pretty good, but we could have made a charcuterie here at the house and just had a couple people over, you know, and mm-hmm. we didn't have to have this psychic Sandy telling us what's going to, you know, what our future holds. So yeah, I mean, I'm going to agree with that. I just think the key to a good relationship, and I feel like I'm in a good relationship, it's just, you just got to shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really feel like you just kind of shut up. And I've learned, it's taken me a long time to learn it. I still haven't 100% learned it. But when you're about to say something, you should have a little 3-second pause where you're like, should I say this? And then 98% of the time, the answer should be no.
Yeah.
And once you get to that point, fuck love languages and all that other stuff, you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
If it's somewhere in your inner head, you can figure out how to say, no, don't say that. You're going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that way? You've been in a relationship for a while now.
Yeah.
Do you shut up? You shut up anyway.
Pretty much exclusively, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. I didn't for many years. Mm-hmm. I said what I, you know, I said everything.
It's hard when you got a good one there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then the older I got and the less I wanted to talk, things got better because I was just like, oh, do I need to have this fight today
mm-hmm.
or whatever? Is this one I want to? And now even, you know, I think it's just you get older and wiser. And so I agree with the scientists on this one. Another one that I read this morning that I found interesting, and I just think it kind of is indicative of society as we know it. They did a test on rodents. You know, they do these tests on rats,
mm-hmm.
and they picked two rats. When Augustine Lingnier, a professional photographer in Paris, was in graduate school, he began to ponder the point of picture-taking in the modern world. You know, selfies, Instagram, we all see it. I mean, it's just people are nonstop. Heather McDonald does a funny bit on this in her stand-up act where she talks about, like, now you go to vacation, whatever. Say you go to Paris on vacation and you take a selfie in front of the Eiffel Tower, which is a new you would never in a million years in 1977, you know, ask people walking by, take a picture of me by myself mm-hmm. in front of this. I mean, what? And it wasn't even a thing. But now it is, everybody takes pictures of themselves in front of everything. And it's interesting. So anyway, this photographer in Paris decided, I'm going to put two rats in a cage. I'm going to hook up a camera. And every time the rats press a button, it will take a picture of them. And it will show the picture to the rats. And they'll get a little treat each time they press the button.
Okay.
Okay. So the rats began to press the button. It was two rats. Okay. Now, he took the inspiration from B.F. Skinner, the famous behaviorist who devised a test chamber to study the learning in rats. The Skinner box became known as dispense food pellets when rats pushed a designated lever. You've seen that. Dude. Mm-hmm. That's a popular thing among you know these type of things. Anyway, so he built basically that same thing with a camera. And now the rats would hit the little thing. They'd get some sugar, mm-hmm. and then they'd see the picture of themselves. They'd take, and then they would go back and take another one. It got to the point, these two rats, there was two rats, it got to the point so much where they were not even taking the sweets anymore. They weren't taking the sugar. They were just taking the pictures.
The pictures? Yeah. Wow.
And looking at them and going back, taking another picture, leaving the sugar, and taking more pictures.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's fascinating?
That's insane. Yeah.
I know. I think it's so that it's like instinctive in
vanity is
and people like not just people like mm-hmm. all species.
Yeah,
loves a picture of themselves. I do.
Yeah,
I do. I you give me a stack of pictures. Oh, hey, look at my family pictures. And if I'm in one of them, I look at that one. I'm like, yeah, I don't give a shit about any of these. Oh, there's a picture of me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll look at that one more. Like I look good in it. I think everybody does that, right? I'm like these rats. Mm-hmm. I don't save, keep your sugar treat. I just rather look at pictures of myself. But anyway, the rats took nice pictures.
Do you think they maybe started to notice that with the sugar, a lot of sugar, the pictures get a little worse?
You take a look at them and you tell me. Look, there they are. There they are. They're just taking the pictures and they're cute. The rats are cute.
I mean, they're good looking rats.
Yeah. Anyway, so I thought that was interesting. Don't you find that? Hey, you guys probably don't give a shit about it, but I thought it was kind of fun.
No, that's pretty crazy.
All right. Well, basically today was about the Oscar nomination. So we mm-hmm. got that out. I wanted to talk about me being snubbed again for a Grand Marshal of the Ronkonkoma Day Parade, St. Patrick's Day Ronkonkoma Parade. And that's it. And we got something fun to get out of here on. We'll release this right now. You guys can have fun with it. Okay, now this is a... This is going to take a little explaining. Good call, Alex. We just talked about rats taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bit of a stretch, but stay with me, everybody. This is Michael Jackson, of course. And this is a song called Ben,
mm-hmm.
written by Don Black and Walter Shaw for the 1972 film Ben. It was a spinoff.
Willard.
Well, no, the movie... Yeah. Yeah, Willard is a sequel to Ben.
Oh, okay.
For those of you guys who remember, they actually remade Willard with Crispin Glover, I think, years later. But it was a movie about a guy who was into rats. I remember watching it as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Michael Jackson does the theme song to it is so strange. It's a very odd movie, but this is, once again, there's nothing more 70s than this.
Yeah.
That Michael Jackson did this night, good song, actually, for a weird rat movie in the 70s. And that's the tie-in. We talked about rats taking pictures, and we end with Michael Jackson's Ben, the theme song to a movie called Ben that was, I believe, the sequel to Willard. If I'm putting this all together correctly, my mind is not as sharp as it once was. A nice Michael Jackson song. If any of you guys have any information on that, I'm sure you're going to correct me, because you guys love to correct us. And that's, it's always fun. Comedy, what you want in comedy is you want the facts to be perfect at all times.
Yeah. Accurate.
Mm-hmm. I watched Dusty Slay's comedy special last night. And it was really good. He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. I like Dusty a lot. And I actually thoroughly enjoyed his special. Little shout out to my friend Dusty. We're coming to Fort Worth, Texas this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Friday and Saturday night, Alex and I will be in Fort Worth, Texas at
Fort Worth Hyenas.
Gonna be a lot of fun. We always have fun there. So many others on frangiola.fun. We moved the one city. We had to move Phoenix, Arizona. Mm-hmm. Now it's May 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Stand Up Live in Phoenix is now May 2nd, and we moved it 1 week.
Just 1 week.
So come and, you guys had tickets, they'll be honored, and go buy them. Bye-bye.